think we have all the law. That should have made it easier for us to combat the huge problem of sanitation in the country. The little comfort I have is that all this while there hasn't been much commitment. If we can get the level of commitment that we need, then I think it will be the first step towards overcoming this huge problem that we face in the country.
And where should that commitment come from?
Well, you see, by and large, there's a system already. For instance, there's this old thing we used to call the tanker, the town council, where we're now going to have a brigade to go out there and go and inspect institutions. But the significant thing is that now they are bringing on board even the MDs, that is ministries, department and agents. And I think that's a good call. But my worry is, will there be that consistency that is needed? And I think I want to see us implementing the laws we have already. There's adequate laws and bylaws to support the situation. Finally, we also need to carry out the public education. So if there is prosecution, if there is education, and if there is monitoring, and the key people who are supposed to perform their functions, if they should fail, if they are punished, I think we can move some heavily. Now, I see a lot of momentum with the addition of the marshals at the MDA level, so that even if a ministry fails to abide by the sanitation code, they could be called before court and be punished. And that is where the marshals and their deputies will come in handy to support the ministry.
Frederick Ejakundru is the head of the Department of Urban and Management at the Institute of Local Government Studies.